ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Zulhijjah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 27 and verses number 80 and 81. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us and pacifying, consoling Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wanted every person should embrace Islam, every person should come on the right path, and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah states, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. You, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot make the dead people hear. So one meaning is that if a person dies, you can't make him hear. Meaning that, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You can't make the dead people hear. So one meaning is this, that everything is in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Second is, you can't give people hidayat and guidance, those who are not interested. As Almighty Allah mentions, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot guide those people whom you love, but Almighty Allah will guide whomsoever He wishes. وَلَا تُسْمِعُ سُمَّ الدُّعَى. And similarly, those people who are deaf, you cannot invite them and call them to the truth. إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ. When they keep on turning away. So it shows that we must try our level best. But hidayat and guidance, all that comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Almighty Allah taught us that majority of the people will not bring Iman, as mentioned in Surah Yusuf, which we did already, that most of the people, they will not bring Iman. وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Although you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have that ardent desire that they must embrace Islam and so forth, but it is such that people want to practice on their four nafs and on their ego and so forth. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 103. So similarly, yeah, as well, Almighty Allah is saying, you hope, for example, easy example for us is that we open the tap and a person puts the cup, the glass upside down. So what will happen then? So we all know what will happen. إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ سُمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ. When they keep on turning away, then they will not receive guidance. Obviously, our function is وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, that we have to convey the true message. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْأُمِّي أَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ. And you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot guide those people who are blind. Those who want to remain blind, spiritually blind, so you can't take them away from their dwalala and astrayness. Today people want to be atheists, people want to be idol worshippers, people want to turn away from the truth. So who will accept the message? إِنْ تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا. Only those people will accept the message who have true iman, who have true faith in our verses, and they want to believe in our verses from the inner recesses of the heart. For whom Muslimun, they will be the ones who submit, and so forth and so on. So this is a big lesson for all of us, that each one of us must realize that we must continue with the work of Dawat Tabligh, and we invite people, and Allah will give guidance to whomsoever He wishes. Those who are sincere, Allah will give them guidance. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is now today our news, views and interviews. We are going to go with the this thing, local, national, international news. Mouth about that, sorry about that. Okay, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, went to hospital because he became dizzy. The Jutlas and the Harabis were marching for 28 weeks. And then what happened was that now he's discharged from hospital. And we find that now he is, you understand, back home or wherever. They say he's in a stable condition. America tells the world that they are, you must remember, a superpower. But see what Almighty Allah is teaching us. That Almighty Allah is teaching us that they are the people experiencing a heat wave. And such a heat wave that in some places in America is more than 50 degrees. And in Europe, you see Italy and all that. So there's big, big problems there. Certain things they cannot control. They'll speak about climate change and so forth and so on and so on. Tomorrow, Tuesday, President Biden will be meeting President Herzog and in the White House and so forth and so on. So wonder what they're going to discuss all about Palestine and how to treat them as third-class citizens and so forth and so on. The women in Iran, the Iranian police, the Shias are back to harass them and so forth and so on. So big problems again in Iran. In Gaza, imagine the Jutlas, they stole the boat of the Palestinians. Now the court says, no, you must give back the boat to the Palestinians. So one side, they tell the world, they gave Gaza independence, but the land and the sea, the coast and the air and everything belongs to them. They control it as they want to. And then we find that there is less land or less water for the Palestinians in the land of Hebron, in the land of Palestine. So can you imagine they have a summer there and then you decrease the water for the Palestinians? So how do you justify all these type of things? Poland and those countries have said, we don't want the nuclear war with Russia. Why they don't want the nuclear war? Because they say the time will come for that. They want to continue with this war, and they think that Putin will stop, and then they can steal the oil, they can steal the grain, they can steal the resources of Russia. So that is the biggest mistake they are making, remember that. Then we come to our South Africa, and remember that, yeah, yesterday I went to the shop to buy some things, and I see the Sunday Times and the City Press and all that were leading with these articles there. I don't buy newspaper, I just look at the headlines. And why we have to buy? Everything is online nowadays. So we see there that they got there, the trucks, more than 20 trucks were burnt. Why were these trucks burnt? They say the Zuma link. That Zuma is sitting there in Russia. And remember that what is happening, we find that these people are giving a sample example that if you're going to put Zuma back into jail, then you will see what we will do to this country. So imagine, is that not frightening? That's why I told you last week, the only way out of this dilemma will be that you have to, you must remember, give presidential pardon. Otherwise, South Africa will be on the verge of civil war. There will be looting, plundering, and you will have a repeat of what happened 2 years ago in July. Only Almighty Allah assist us and help us and protect us at all times and all places. You see, when you speak the truth, that people want to assassinate you, people want to tell you a lot of stories. The Western media today, remember, they have a slanted, there was a member view and slanted news. They want you, must just carry on with them. So if you see, there are very few news outlets in the world that are speaking the truth regarding Russia and Ukraine. So one of the major editors, one of the major news presenters, she's a lady, but their names are too difficult for me to pronounce, Russian lady, so attempted assassination against her. You see that? That is what they do. When you speak the truth and you're becoming a major threat to them, then they will want to put you away and so forth and so on. So that is what we must realize, and that is what we must know and understand this. Thereafter, you must remember that tomorrow, they tell us, is Mandela Day. And we know that in South Africa, tomorrow is the 29th of Zulhijjah. We have to scan the sky tomorrow evening, and that is Tuesday evening. And the moon and the crescent is 21 hours old. So in a case like that, it's 50-50. Maybe the moon, the crescent will be sighted. Maybe it will not be sighted, and so forth and so on. So what will happen if it is sighted? Then the month of Muharram will start, and the year 1445 will start. And remember that if it's not sighted, then inshallah, Wednesday night, Thursday will be first of Muharram, and that will be the beginning of the year 1445, Islamically for us. So they say Mandela Day. So for us as Muslims, non-Muslims want to have Father's Day, Mother's Day, Grandfather's Day. It is their business, they can do that. Non-Muslims want to have Mandela Day, it's their thing. But for us as Muslims to participate there, remember, and everything that goes around there, we all know about this. So therefore, we say that that is not permissible, and we have to be clear on this issue. As I told you 1,000 times, that we as Muslims, remember, we don't have to curry any favor with any country, any politician, any government, or any person, organization. We have to follow and believe from the inner recesses of our heart what is in the Quran Sharif, what is in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and what is the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And remember that we have to follow the Awliyaullah and the great, great pious people, and we have to follow, remember, the fatawa and the verdicts of the four school. I sent out to you Sheikh Ahmad Talib's khutbah, the ending of it. The Imam of Masjidun Nabawi, he told you the same thing, what I'm telling you for past 20 years and more and so forth. So therefore, that is the only way for us that we follow success. One last story that I didn't make a note of, I just remembered now. The close ties between Modi, can you believe that? And you must remember Saudi Arabia and the close ties with Modi and the Hindus and so forth with Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. Look at that character, Isa. He goes, you must remember, there to the temples and so forth. He embraces all these priests and that. And in the process, he praises Modi. Therefore, our fatwa, I told you this last year already, because he the same shaitan, he's a murtad out of the fall of Islam. He said that we must go and we must participate with the Jews. He went there to Auschwitz and wherever else and spoke about the Holocaust and all that. They won't speak about the Palestinians and the 75 years, you must remember, oppression and apartheid and so forth. They will go side with the oppressors. And you call them Muslim? You must remember that Muhammad Isa, that's why I don't like to say Muhammad, to use these kind of names for these murtads and the shaitans, it doesn't behove us, remember that. He's supposed to be the secretary and the big shot of Rabita Alam Islami and so forth. These are all sellouts. We must be very clear on these issues. What is boss, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan? And similarly, you see that Modi is there in United Arab Emirates, and 5 times he was come there and so forth. Now they say they are going to deal, you must remember, in the rupee, Indian rupee, and the dirham and so forth of the United Arab Emirates and so forth. Those people who are our worst enemies, you go and worship them, and you build for them mandirs, and you go and build for them facilities, and you say you're Muslim. Now how you reconcile all these things here? So therefore, we don't have to worry. We have to speak the truth, and we don't have to curry favor with anybody. Today, Monday, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be my interview with, not my interview, his interview, inshallah, with myself, and we will speak about Tehran, Iran, the capital of Iran. I was there in 2013. So wonderful trip, and we'll explain to you many things that occurred that time there, mashallah. And then inshallah, 1 o'clock to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. And thereafter, inshallah, 2 to 2:30 will be the report back. Very interesting, inshallah. You got time, listen to it. Our trip to Kelvin. Wonderful trip, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward the trustees and the imams and everybody else, the musallis. And then tonight Q&A, inshallah, between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock live. So make dua for us and the ummah at large. So that is our programs. Inshallah, Junaid Bota is here with me. And Junaid Khan, Abu Yusuf, you'll call him also. So he will pose the questions. Speak loud, inshallah, Junaid Bota. So all the listeners can hear the questions properly, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Stephen says, everything in life comes with a price. So how much does it cost to become a Muslim? Because I do know that Islam is the cheapest religion on earth to maintain.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother Stephen, you are right, 100%, that in Islam everything is free. Free meaning that you are free to embrace Islam, but we will not impose it upon you. That must come from within you yourself. You are hearing our talks, you are listening to others speaking, and so forth and so on. So you see, millions of people have realized that their religion, whatever they are following, was not bringing them true peace. A simple reason I will give you, my brother Stephen, is this. You see that Muslim, Islam, we have nourishment physically and we have nourishment spiritually. Physically, we eat, we drink, and we all these type of things we do. But what about the soul, S-O-U-L? So Islam taught us, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, the hearts will find peace, they will find contentment, and so forth. Now that no religion can give you. You see, people today, they try everything. They try alcohol, they try drugs, they try boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm just giving an example, Stephen. So your name shortcut will be Steve. So they tried Adam and Eve, they tried Adam and Steve, they tried Madam and Eve. Everything they're going to try. So remember, we all know it's absolutely prohibited and not permissible in Islam, all these satanic activities. So Almighty Allah gave us a prescription, a recipe, and that is, if you want true peace, chapter 13, Surah Ra'd, and verse number 29, Almighty Allah teaches us, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Almighty Allah, the hearts will find satisfaction, peace of mind, peace of heart, everything, contentment of the heart. Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those who have true faith and iman and Islam and continue with the righteous deeds, tuba lahum, for them is great tidings, for them is paradise, wa husnu ma'ab, and a very wonderful good place of returning. Chapter number 13, verses 28 and 29. So may Almighty Allah guide you and guide all of us to the truth, my brother Stephen. And remember that, brother Stephen, whenever you are ready, we are like an ever ready battery. You say you want to become Muslim, we will make you Muslim. And wherever you are, in Durban or wherever, so you go to your local mosque there, and they will give you literature, they will get somebody to teach you all the basics and the principles of Islam. Allah Ta'ala guide you, brother Stephen.
Mufti, using the word inshallah out of vain, will we be punished for not fulfilling a promise after saying inshallah without making any effort for fulfilling our promises?
If you go to the Arab countries, in Urdu we use the word takiya kalam. What is the meaning of takiya kalam? They just use it as a habit. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. So it is the habit of the Arabs and so forth. They say, inshallah means God willing, Allah willing, this will happen. I'm traveling to Hong Kong. I'm going to get married. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just some examples I'm giving. So remember that you say, inshallah, inshallah. So it's good thing. But to use it in vain, remember, is not good and so forth. Because sometime what will happen, you'll be lying also. And you'll be saying, inshallah, inshallah. So we need to be extremely careful. But if you took an oath and you said, inshallah, so that oath will not be valid. Similarly, you made a promise and you said, inshallah, same time with that promise. So it will not be binding upon you to fulfill it. But best is to abstain from the word, inshallah, inshallah, when you know that you are not going to do that and you got no intention of fulfilling it.
Sir, killing innocent people in a war, how will we be dealt with on the Day of Judgment? As we all know that the Day of Judgment will arrive. So what about the innocent Palestinians?
100% you must remember that not only the innocent people, there you must remember is no war between two people. One group of people are invaders. One group of people are the super terrorists. One group of people are being supported by America, Europe, and the Arab countries, some of them, and so forth. So all of them are guilty, you must remember, of war crimes, of genocide, and so forth. Just take it. I mean, look at the hypocrisy, you must remember, of the West. I give you three examples. Right, Putin is a war criminal, okay? I give you that. He invaded, you must remember, Ukraine and so forth. But his grounds and all that were legitimate as well. But let's say, for your benefit, is a war criminal. So 1.5 years, that battle is raging on. That is Russia, one side, Ukraine, NATO, Europe, America, all supporting them, giving them cluster bombs and what have you. And Putin said yesterday during the weekend, if they're starting with the cluster bombs, then we will unleash all of ours as well. So you see, 1.5 years, and what a big noise, and the media and everybody are busy with that, the Western media, Zionist media. I'm posing the question, 75 years ago, these people came, the Jutlas and the Zionists and so forth, as squatters they came, without anything. What did the Palestinians do to them? They didn't harm them in any way. The people in Europe harmed you, Germany harmed you, and they were the ones guilty. So why must you come and invade Palestine? On what grounds, I'm asking you? So you are the super terrorists for occupation. Occupation is terrorism. And you want more and more land. Now you see the West Bank in the news, views and interviews, I just told you, they're even decreasing the water supply for the Muslims and the Palestinians there in Hebron. And you see how they treat them. The world can see it nowadays. So if Putin is a criminal, then multiply that times 75 times. And that is what Israel, the rogue regime, is doing. You know, Palestinians, majority of them are very, very fair. This is the second example I want to give you. That you must remember that. So when that young girl, she was 10, 11, 12 years old at that time, very, very young. And she raised her hand against the army and so forth and so on. So the Western media said, how brave is this Ukrainian girl? And she is showing the Russian forces and so forth and so on. Then when they realized they made a mistake, that was a Palestinian young girl, and she was raising her hand and told them that they must release her brother, her mother, all who are incarcerated, imprisoned and so forth, suddenly the media went silent. You see the hypocrisy of the people. So that is the thing we must understand. There is no solution, and the biggest culprits in this are the Arab regimes. You just have to read yesterday's Haaretz and see how the deals are going on between Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, and Saudi Arabia, and how the deals are going on with the Arab countries and so forth and so on. So they are one of the biggest accomplices and terrorists by helping a terrorist regime and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must know that anybody who supports Israel as far as a Muslim or even as a human being, so we consider them as our enemy, and they are traitors to Islam, they are traitors to Masjid al-Aqsa. So that is our verdict and that is our fatwa on that issue.
I am Hamza. I am 8 years old, Mufti. Why do you shout big people when they ask certain questions? You make me scared.
Hamza, Quran Kareem states you must remember that when you're in a war situation. You see, Hamza, you are. But how are you not scared to ask the question now, Hamza? Your name means to be a lion. So now you must become the brave Mujahid, my brother Hamza. So I give you one verse from the noble Quran. And what is the verse? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. Ya ayyuha nabi, O you Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jahidil kuffar, you must have war and wage war against the non-Muslims, like these people in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, stealing our land, stealing our mosque, destroying everything of the Palestinians almost. So the non-Muslims you must have. Don't mean every non-Muslim, that those who want peace and so forth, we find. But those who are the ones who cause in trouble, you must wage war against them. Wal munafiqeen, and those who say they are Muslim, but they Muslim only by tongue. You must remember the heart is devoid of iman. We can't say that, but Allah says that. But when people lie, people break promises, people make khiyanat in amanat and so forth, they commit breach of trust, then Allah says, waghluz alayhim. You must be very, very firm against them. No negotiations, no compromise, nothing, nothing. You see, brother Hamza? So when we're in a war situation, then we can't be puppies and we can't be all small, small. We have to speak firmly. See, Hamza, you're a small young boy and your parents, they chose a wonderful name for you. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr you must remember for all times and all places. Is who? Is him you must remember. The uncle of the master alayhi salatu salam, father's brother and chacha, kaka, whatever you want to say. Hadith authentic in Mustadrak Hakim. He was, he is, he will always be Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr of all times, the greatest shaheed of all times. He was martyred during the Battle of Uhud in the third year of the Hijrah during the month of Shawwal. But you have the Kuffar Shia, and you will see that now Muharram is starting this week. Either it will start Wednesday, Thursday. And then our Sunnis also will follow and get carried away by the Hasbara. Hasbara is the word the Jutlas use with the propaganda of the Kuffar Shia. And they will say, Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Is that not distorting the facts? Sayyidina Omar was a martyr. Sayyidina Usman was a martyr. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was a martyr. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is a martyr. We love them all and we defend the honor of each one. But the question we are posing, my brother, my youngster, my son, Hamza, is this. Who is the Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest of martyrs? He is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. That is our belief. So we can't just be following the Pied Piper and the propaganda and so forth and so on. Therefore, when I speak and we make a point, we speak loudly. We have to name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us, my brother Hamza. We're in a war situation. بَلْنَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْبَغُهُ فَإِذَا وَزَاهِقُ. We must cast and throw the truth against them to shatter their brains so that the nothing is left of them and they must perish. So you got it, Hamza? What you going to read? Read now with me. Ya Allah, make me a mujahid of Islam. Ya Allah, let me also become a mujahid. And I will learn Islam. I will practice Islam and propagate Islam. Okay, Hamza? Good question, my brother, my son. Allah Ta'ala bless you.
Okay. Can a lot of money be used to be spent on the upgrade of my church and orphans?
So yeah, your church, your pastor will say, bring the money, what he worries. He'll pocket half the money and he'll tell you, come here, my son. You sit there in the room and you must remember the confession room. So you are a Christian, right? So now you won the lotto and now you won 100,000, 500,000 and so forth. So you went to your pastor, your priest and pope and what have you. He'll say, don't worry, my son. You sit there, you must remember in the confession room, and I will sit on the other side. I went to all these places and I saw how they operate. He will tell you, my son, don't worry, that we will pardon you. Give me that money there. We will use it for the church. Half the money he will use for the church and half he'll pocket himself. And then he will say, amen. What you say, brother? So remember, Islam says absolutely haram. All forms of interest haram, all forms of gambling haram, unlawful, not permissible. And you must remember that when you want to contribute, then you must contribute that which is pure, not that which is tainted, polluted and contaminated. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of all this in the noble Quran. And what does Almighty Allah say? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Oh, you who believe, that spend from that which is pure. You must remember that, not that which is impure. Wala tayammamul khabith. Do not make intention of that which is impure and that is tainted and polluted. All that is rejected. If you want the reference of this verse, go to chapter 2 and verse number 267 of chapter 2. So therefore, totally haram in Islam. But for you and your church, maybe they accept it and so forth. Speak to your pastor. Okay, our time is exhausted now, inshallah. So 6 o'clock will be, inshallah, the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Adhan, and that will be the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter, inshallah, will be Mohana Khalid Yaqub. 7 o'clock will be Mawzahid, and then 8:30 to 9 we will discuss Tehran, inshallah al-Aziz. So make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah at large, make dua for the Palestinians and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. بارك الله فيك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته